I reported in my commentary last time that studies of identical twins tell us that at least 70% of the human personality is inherited. It's just amazing how similar most of these children are, even when they've had very little contact with each other. One set of twins that was raised in different countries from birth is now in their late 40s, and they even share a weird sense of humor. For example, they both enjoy faking sneezes in elevators to see how strangers will react. A person's genetic structure is thought to even influence the stability of his or her marriage. If you have an identical twin who gets a divorce, your risk of also divorcing is 45%. But if your fraternal twin, sharing only half as many genes, gets divorced, your risk is only 30%. Now, what does all this mean? Are we mere puppets on a string, playing out a predetermined course without free will or personal choices? Not at all. Unlike birds and mammals that act according to instinct, humans are capable of rational thought and independent action. We don't act on every sexual urge, for example, despite its genetic underpinnings. What I'm saying is that even though heredity provides a nudge in a particular direction, that impulse can be brought under the control of our intellectual processes. We'll end this series on heredity next time with a discussion of genetics and the temperaments of children.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.